Halal movitnan. The word is what's possible. You're saying the Torah before that we have to be able to see it. What do you mean you have to be able to see the kairo or be able to see the schach? Abi the halal, that means the air from the floor until the schach, that can't be more than 20. Abi the halal, the air, the space in between the ground and the beginning of the kairo or the beginning of the schach is not more than 20, then it's kosher. Because the swar is, like I said, laman yedu. You have to have a zikur and you have to see it. Kol zaman is within 20 amis from the halal, you see it. Trashi halal sukkah tanan. Eskrim amis. Shahuskuru bain b'movi bain b'sukkah. Achalola kaimi. That's going on the ear in between the space, in between the ground and the beginning of the kairu, or the beginning of the schach. And the swar is pshito, because that's when you realize it's there. So abi, the kairu is within 20 amis from the ground, the beginning of the kairo, the eye sees it. The eye sees anything until 20 amas. The same thing the schach, you see the schach until 20 amas. So pshit is kosher. Omalei Rav Papa L'Rova, Tanya the Mestailuch, I'll bring your right to you. Movi shu gevoyim yeskum amo, if a movi that's higher than 20 amas high, yoysim yipiska shalulam, higher than the pesach shalhechel, higher than the pesach shalhechel is yamayit. The hechel gufa, what was the din of the hechel? Chalola eskrim. How high was the hechel? Not the pshat that the boards on top were within 20 amas, just the halal, the airspace between the ground and the beginning of the top of the hechel was 20 amas. So you see, Claude, the 20 amas just means the space from the ground until the beginning of the kairah, to the beginning of the pesach on top. That's the sheer what you need 20 amas. So may la be the beginning of the kairah is within 20 amas, or the beginning of the schach is within 20 amas, since the eye notices it, avadu is kosher. Eisvei Rav Tzimi bar Rav Ashi l'Rav Papa. Here's the kasha. Ketzed hoyoisa, how would they matter? How did they make a kairu? Ketzed hoyoisa, meniach kairu misvas esrim ulamata. They used to put the kairu misvas esrim at the beginning of esrim ulamata and lower. So what do you see here? You see that the kaira has to be fakert within 20 amas. The whole kaira has to be below 20 amas. Because it says they put the kaira, misvas esrim, means the top of the kaira hit the 20 amas point, ulamata, and the rest of the kaira had to come down. So here you see the whole kaira has to be within 20 amas off the ground. And the Gemara name aim ulamala. It just means that fakir, that the kura, abi, it reaches the 20 amma point, but above it, the kura could go higher. Abi, the bottom part of the kura, just reaches the 20 ammas. Means aim ulamala, that the rest of the kura, that's what goes on top of the 20 point line. But avada, the beginning of the kura, is within 20 ammas. Fred Gemara, beholamata katoni, but it says klo no. Mashma, the whole kura, has to be below 20 ammas. So the Gemara name, hokka mashmalum. The lamata kilamala. There is halacha about lamata that means how low can a pesach be. So far the Mishnah is only talking about how high a pesach can be. A pesach can't be more than 20 amas high. What about how low? What's the lowest height the pesach can be? The halacha is about that also. It can't be less than 10 tefachim. Anything less than 10 tefachim is not called a pesach. So the din of lamata, when the pesach becomes so low, less than 10 tefachim, it's not called a pesach anymore. So, the lamata kilamala, the din of 10 tefachim off the ground, is the same halacha like 20 amas high. Mala mala, just like the din of 20 amas high. Chalolo, esrim, we mean the air, the space, can't be more than 20 amas. But abi, the space is less than 20 amas is kosher. Af lamata, the same thing that how is the lowest that the kura could go down, could a pesach be? Chalola asura. You have to have at least space, air space, of at least 10 tefachim. It's not enough that the beginning of the kura, the beginning of the pesach on top, is within 10 tefachim, but it comes down, and mainly you don't have space of 10 tefachim. That would also be possible. The lowest point is, there has to at least be space here of 10 tefachim off the ground. Then above 10 tefachim, that's where you can start to make the pesach, you can make a kura. So that's why it says a lashon ulamata. But about it's no stira, that lamala just means the kura should not be above 20, that there should be more space than 20 amas. But as long as there's not airspace of 20 amas, it's like a kosher, and that's what we hold, like Rava says. Omer Abaye, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Amoy Sukkah. And Amma, we have measurements about a sukkah, what we'll soon see, what the heksher of a sukkah is. Who are then the amas movi? We just learned about amas, that a movi can't be more than 20 amas high. The loch of an amma is the amas bas chameh, the bas chamisha. How long is an amma? It's 5 tefachim. You count the yama by 5 tefachim. Am is klayim. We'll soon see the halacha is about klayim. If you have a kerem, if you're growing grapes, so in the kerem you're not allowed to plant other things. Because halacha is how far apart they have to be. There's also how many amas apart they are. So the halachas of an amma by klayim is the amma bas shisha. There the halacha is, it's six tvachim wide an amma. There is amas by mavi and sukkah are made up from five tvachim. Five tvachim, it's like 4 inches, make up an amma. Five times four, that's 20. And by klayim, there you need six tvachim. Six tvachim make up an amma. This is what Abaye says. We'll soon see we don't hold like Abaye. This is Abaye's halacha. Mishmed Rav Nachman. So tomorrow, l'may hilchasa, amas klayim b'yamas bas shisha. Tomorrow, amas movui b'yama bas chamisha. That you said the movui, that its amas are totally in five tvachim make up an amma, l'may hilchasa, what is it negay to? To which halacha is about a movui? L'goyva, we just got finished learning, that if the amma, if the pesach is more than 20 amas high, it's possible. How high up, how high is the amma? It's 20 times 5 tvachim. Or the pirtzas movi, who is in his lach of a pirtza? Means how wide is the entrance still called the pesach? The Mishnah says, yud amas. If a pesach is wide, yud amas, that's called the pesach. If it's more than yud amas wide, it's called the pirtza, and that's posel. So the lach of, if it's yud alef amas, it's posel. How much is called an amma? 5 tvachim. Fred Gemara, I voik voiko moshach movui. The arba amos delakula. So what it means to say so far is that the reason why you're doing five amos, why do you say the amos five tvachim? Because we go lechumra. Since these are al chumra, like we say now, if it's more than 20 amos high, it's possible. Now there's two ways to measure 20 amos. You could say six tvachim makes the higher shear, or you could say only five tvachim makes the less of a shear. It's possible. So you go lechumra already and say once it's more than 20 amos of the smaller shear, five tvachim, it's possible. Who was in a pirtza? How wide is the breakthrough in the movi to pasul? We go to chumra. Even a smaller breakthrough pasul the movi. Even though it's only yudamis, a five tzvachim is also pasul. The court, that's the swara why you say five tzvachim. For the Gemara, but there's a case of movi that you go to kula this way. Vika moshech movi. There's a loche metchila, how long does a movi have to be to give it a shame movi, this alleyway, that will have the hetter of a kura in a lechi. How long the chlal inside the movi? How long does the movi have to be? Veika moshech movi b'arba'amis. There's a locha later that says it has to at least be arba'amis long. If the movi is less than arba'amis long, it can't be have a shame movi, and there wouldn't be a hetta of a kura and a lechi anymore. Then you need a surah pesach. Is lechura there the lekula? The lechura is saying the locha is lekula. That was saying as long as it's dalat amis long with five tvachim, which is a smaller shear, still is kosher as the movi. So there you go in lekula. Because if you would say you'd have to have an amma of six tvachim, you'd have to have the movi longer to give it a shame movi. And that's the kula. Is the chura command, and the gemara, that's not shver. Command the yama be arba tvachim. I'll tell you, Abaye holds the man the yama that a movi, as long as it's long, four tvachim, it's also kosher. So the chlam will get to the length of the movi, it's not totally an amis, it's only totally in tvachim. Smell, it's not fair why Abaye says that the amas of a movi is only five tvachim, and we go to chumra. And halacha, how long a movi goes, is not totally bechal an amas. Abaye goes that the man the yom says as long as it's long, four tvachim, we'll see later on in the mesechta, that's also called a movi. The boy you say when the other teretz is, the arba amas, name, really Abaye could also hold. There's halacha, how long does a movi have to be to give it a shame movi? It has to at least be dalad amas long. Of a Zayit Shver, why here are you being makel and saying as long as it's wide with five tvachim, l'chura go l'chumra, and say it has to be long, four amis of six tvachim each one? The Ma'enech Nami, I'll tell you, if a roiv amis kama, what I meant to say is most of the lochas of amis by Movi, since we'll go l'chumra with them, we'll say it's with five tvachim. If by saying six tvachim is also a chumrah, and echnami, that he's masking, you need six tvachim. So how long does the movi have to be, the least length, to give it a shame movi? It has to be four amas long, each amma made up of six tvachim. In echnami, Abaye says it's enough, five tvachim, that's rov amas. Rov halach is a movi, ala chumrah with five amas, five tvachim to the amma. Right, the next halach Abaye said was, amas sukkah. That the amma of Hilcha Sukkah is also the amma's bas chamisha. How long is an amma? An amma is made up from five tvachim. For the Gemara, what's the loch of the sukkah that you have to measure with amma's? Eshkins is the goyva that we had before. If the tzchach is more than 20 yamas high, the tzchach is posel. So how high up does it become posel? Likely we go to chumra and say once it's more than 20 yamas high, made up of 5 tzvachim, the sukkah becomes posel. You go to chumra. Who adin l'doifin akuma? Is the halacha doifin akuma, which is kosher by sukkah. Now doifin akuma is that within dalet amos we say doifin akuma. If it's more than dalet amos, we don't say doifin akuma. We'll soon see Rashi inside, but the picture here is on page 3. The sukkah here, on page 3. The cases where you have a sukkah that in the middle of the roof, there's a hole. And in the hole of the roof, that's where you put the tzchach. So you want it to be kosher. Now the question is, on the side of the tzchach does not reach the defanus, the walls. Because there's still part of the ceiling. Like the moshe here in this room, in the middle of the ceiling caved in. So you want to put your tzchach now, mamish, in the middle of the hole. So you want it to be a kosher sukkah. The kasher is though, there are still parts of the ceiling here until the wall. And this part of the ceiling is posel for tzchach. And the chur, the lochur is the tzchach has to go to the wall. So if the tzchach is only in the middle of the room, the tzchach is not touching the wall. Why is it kosher? We say a lot of v'ndoifin akuma. We look as if the wall going up is an extension, the roof becomes part of the wall. Akuma means crooked. We look as if the wall now goes up and turns over, becomes crooked, until the makom of the tzchach. So the top part of the roof now becomes a part of the wall. So as if the wall goes up, becomes crooked, mamish to the makom where the tzchach starts. And therefore the tzchach is touching the wall. Now how much long of the roof do we still say Daifra Kuma only until Dal Damas? As if you have Dal Damas until the tzchach, it's still kosher. But if the tzchach is in the middle, that is more than Dal Damas between the real wall and the tzchach, then we don't say Daifra Kuma anymore. So that's another loch of Dal Damas, you say Daifra Kuma. And this is also good, that we say it now in the Chumra, that how far will we still be kosher? Only if you have Dal Damas made up of 5 tzvachim. But if you have Dal Damas made up of 6 tzvachim, it'd be possible. Like it's a kulu to say Daifin Akuma. So we only say the kulu of Daifin Akuma, Dal Amis, with the measurements of 5 tzvachim to the Yama. Not more. Because why do we go to Chumra? For the Gemara, there's another case though by Sukkah that the Chur is the kulu. Voyiko Moshach Sukkah. Is a locha, how long does the ikka sukkah have to be to give it a heksha sukkah? That what one man the yama says, b'yarbamis, that a sukkah has to at least be long daladamis. If the sukkah is not long daladamis, the sukkah is posel. So if you can tell me now, zilakula, that you want to say all you have to measure is just 5 tzvachim. So you're going lakula. If you have daladamis made up of 5 tzvachim, the sukkah is kosher. And the chur lachurma would be fakir, that the sukkah is posel, until the sukkah is long daladamis made up of 6 tzvachim. So why here do you say 5 tzvachim, which is the kula, the chur your svar is going to chumra? The Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Aymer ani, I say, kol sukkah shein bo daladamis al daladamis tzula. That's Rabbi's halacha. If any sukkah does not have daladamis by daladamis, the sukkah is posel. So b'zoi, if you go l'chumra, this halacha should be l'chumra. What would be the l'chumra here? To say it has to be at least dalad amas long of 6 tzvachim. So how come you say all the amas by sukkah are only 5 tzvachim? Eshtan zant gemara ki rabbonin. I tell you, Rabbi holds like rabbonin. The amri, the rabbonin shita is, afilo eino ma'achzekis, el roishay verubay vil shulchonay, you have a kosher sukkah. That's dalad tzvachim by dalad tzvachim. That's what we hold halacha. Habi, the sukkah is wide, dalad by dalad, the sukkah is kosher. You don't need dalad amis. As long as there's enough of a makam that your roishay veruba can get in the sukkah, and you have a tefach of the shulchan inside the sukkah is kosher. So Mela, since you don't need amis to chlau, that's not a measurement of amis, magay to the sukkah. The boy is same, another teretz is, l'yerlam atayya rebihi. No, atayya abayatak holds like rebi. So the bayi holds by sukkah, how long does the sukkah have to be in wide? At least dalad amis. If it has to be dalad amis, the chur, this halacha l'chumra should be, it has to be at least long, 4 amis, made up of 6 tzvachin, and a chanami. Now Abaye said, there are only 5 tzvachin, for roiv amis kamar. After I said, it's only 5 tzvachin, roiv amis, nageyat hilchasukam, atali in 5 tzvachin. But ain't a chanami, this one halacha, how long and wide the sukkah has to be, it has to be dalad amis by dalad amis, that talk has to be 6 tzvachim. Has to be 4 times 6, has to be 20 tzvachim. No, 4 times 6, 24. It's to be 24 tzvachim wide, yeah. Well, let's see Rashi on Doifin Akuma. Rashi says, Lo Doifin Akuma, the Tanan, it says in Gemara in Sukkah, Bayis Ashe Nivchas, a bayis that the ceiling caved in. And you put the schach in the mokum of the hole in the roof. You put kosher schach there. But the sides of the roof are still there. Noiseris soviv. That's still around. The sides of the roof are still up. So the sides of the roof are being mastic between the kosher schach and the doifin of the sukkah. Now, im yesh, bein tzchach kosher, le doifin, dal damis tzula. If there's exactly dal damis between the beginning of the tzchach kosher and the wall, then tzach was posel. For lo yamrina doifin akuma, then you can't say doifin akuma. Vashenkin pochus me dal damis, if the kosher tzchach is less than dal damis away from the real wall, is ksher, then it's kosher. The yamrina we say, chazinan le lahai tzchach, posel, we look as if this rest of the roof that's still up, as if it becomes part of the wall, as if the wall turns over and becomes crooked, and the wall itself now reaches the schach kosher. Observe, there's no hefsik between the schach kosher and the defanis, because the wall goes up and becomes awesome crooked, and mamish, the beginning of the roof and the wall is like one wall, and so the schach. Because from Nakhon Lameimah, the Biyamas, Ketanas Masharin Lay, Amiso Biyasin Tvachim, Vainu Lechurma. So it's good why he said here Lechurma, that within 20 Amis, it becomes possible. It's with Dalad Amis, each one made up of 5 Tvachim, it becomes possible. So with 20 Tvachim, it's already possible. That's where it's good, it's Lechurma. So the Gemara Vaita, Amis Klayim, Biyamas Bashisha. He said, Nahal Hilchos Klayim, here Fakert, here we say need bigger Amis. And why is it this way? It's Lechurma. The what the amas of klayim need 6 tefachim to the yama. L'may hilchasa, what's the locha by klayim that you need amas in between? L'karachas hakerim, v'limchol hakerim, to a bald spot in the middle of the kerim, and l'mechol means around the kerim. Soon see that, we'll soon see. V'tanan, karachas hakerim, if you have a bald spot in the middle of the kerim, partially like picture page number 3, picture number 15, that you have the kerem, you have the grapes growing all around, and in the middle of the yard is a bald spot there. Number gimel here. Karachas hakerem, beishama yermin, eskrim v'yabo amis. If in the middle of the kerem you have 24 amis, by 24 amis blank, now in this space you're allowed to plant zroim if you want. If you want, you can plant potatoes there, corn there, there wouldn't be an issa klaya kerem. Ubeisil yermin, sheisha sora amis. No, it has to only be 16 amis. The kula is 16 amis. If you have 16 amis by 16 amis in the middle of the kerem blank, bull, in that space you're allowed to plant a zroi. We'll soon see exactly what it means. That's the case of karachas. Now, umuchel hakerem. Muchel hakerem means, at the bottom picture 17, we're at the end of the kerem. You have the trees growing, and at the end of the kerem, before the wall, there's also a blank space. Mechol usually means like a circle. Hey, it's around, the circle around the kerem is blank. Or mechol ha-kerem. Beishama yoyimim, there all you need is yours. Sheisha saramis. Habiya 16 amas blank. At the end of the kerem, you could plant in there zroyim. Or beisil yoyimim, shteima sari amas. All you need is just 12 amas. If you have 12 amas, there it's kosher. Now, what's the lochis? Eizeh hui karachas ha-kerem. What's called the kerach, a bald spot in the middle of the kerem, that you're allowed to plant zroyim there? Kerem shechorvem tziusei. That means in the middle of the kerem it became bald. All the grapes, the trees died out there. It was chorav. Einshom. Now, einshom sheisha sora amos. If it doesn't have 16 amos by 16 amos, according to Beis Hillel, lo yovi zer l'shom. You're not allowed to plant in the middle of the bald spot any other zroyim. Any place you'll plant there, it'll still be bottled to the kerem, and there'll be an issa of klal kerem. Hoyu shom sheisha soriyama, loyitzu, there is 16 amas and 16 amas blank in the middle of the kerem, noisin loy kidei avoidosai. You're allowed to plant. What do you have to do now? Noisin loy kidei avoidosai, vazereya samoisa. Now, kidei avoidosai means avoidas a kerem is dalad amas. You have to come to size on each side of the bald spot, you have to leave over dalad amas. So dalad amas on one side, and dalad amas on the other side. So 8 amis are taken care of. Now, together with 16 amis. So you have now 8 amis in the middle. They still swore is that a field has to at least be dalad amis. If it's less than dalad amis, it's not choshev, and it's bottled to the other field. So now the middle field here now, it's like you're dividing it in half. If you divide it in half, there's 4 amis on one side, and 4 amis on the other side. That's called a choshev field. So that field is called a mokum by itself, and it's not bottled to the kerem. But let's say there'll be less than eight amos in between. So if there'll be less than eight amos in between, the mal you have to divide it in half. So there'll be three amos on one side and three amos on the other side. Three amos is not chashuv a field. Three amos is bottle to the kerem. So this middle part here would just be bottle to the kerem. It wouldn't be called the sada by itself. You wouldn't be allowed to plant zeroyim. You could only plant zeroyim here again if you have 16 amos blank. 16 amos, we say, first four amos you have to leave over for the avodas hakerem. The first four amos like bottle to the kerem, because when you go to plow and work on the kerem, you need at least four amos blank. The first four amos after the kerem is bottled to the kerem automatically. So you have four amos on the other side next to the trees. So you took away eight amos. So if you're left with eight amos in the middle, that you could divide in half and say this is four and this is four, that's a chosh of a soda, and that's not bottled to the kerem. So you're allowed to plant this roin. That's Besulah's halacha. Now, v'yezeu mochul, what's the case of a mochul? What's called the circle around it? V'yezeu mochul hakerem, what's called the circle around the kerem? Bein kerem together. Not in the middle of the kerem it became bald, nor forget at the end of the kerem, before the wall and where the trees of the kerem, like in picture 17, that's where it became bald. Ain shom shtei masori amos. So the silu shita is, as long as there's 12 amos there, if there's not 12 amos there, lo yov yizero l'shom. Then you can't plant any other zroim there. Mashenkein hoyishom shtei masori amos. If there were 12 amos here, between the last tree and the wall, there are 12 amos, is nice and like they have. Again, you have to first leave over four amos away from the tree, because that you need place to plow and to work on the trees. So the first four amos away from the tree is always bottled to the tree. Who are then? The four amos near the wall is always bottled to the wall. That nobody plants. Rashi says it's for us like hefker. You never use that. So if you left over in between the four amos, it's a chosh of a mokum. You can plant them. It's called a sada by itself. The zareyas ashar. Yes, so now these are lochas of a kerem that you go to chumra to say how wide does it have to be. Here it has to be dalad amis made up of six tvachim. Six tvachim here is the chumra. That's what here we're machma to say. The space has to be a bigger space. Then it's called the field by itself. Then you'll have a plant zroim there. For the gemara of eker with sufim b'yarba amis to the kula. There's another loch of kerem of klayim that's totally in dalad amis that you go to kula. What's with sufim mean? The tanan. Kerem hanatuya apochos miyar bamis. A kerem trees that one tree to the next tree is not dal damas away. A classical kerem is called if each tree is dal damas away from the next tree. That's called a mokum. It's going to stay and grow nicely that way. That's called a kerem. Let's say the trees are too close together. We have a shimonoyna ain't a kerem. That's not called a kerem. Because the trees are not aimed to stay that way, they're too close together. It doesn't have a shem kerem at all. According to Rabbi Shimon, your mamash allowed to plant zroyim there. The chom marimim no kerem, still is called a kerem. Either planted too close together. For royim, as I'm soyim, kilo einim. We look as if the middle tree.
Okay, Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow. We'll go over this list. We're holding the Gimel Amid Beis, the bottom Gemara. For your ikar ritzufim. The Gemara is asking a question now that Abaye says that the loch of klayim, the amo is bas shisha, six tvachim, because that's lechumra. For at the Gemara, there's a loch that six amos, six tvachim in the amo would be a kula. For your ikar ritzufim, there's a loch about how close the trees could be to make a kerem. Be arba amos, de lekula, that there's a loch of arba amos, that here to say you need six tvachim would be a kula. The tanan, we learned the mishnah in klayim, kerem hanutuya apochos miyarbamis. If you have a kerem, that's a bunch of grape trees. If they're grown, of shimon oimer, einoi kerem. If they're grown, one tree is next to the next tree, and there is less than dalet amos in between, that's not called a kerem. And as far as, since the trees can't grow well this way, yizich eventually you're going to have to uproot them, so that's not called a kerem according to Rabbi Shimon. The Chomim Oimrim, Kerem. The Chomim say, no, it still has a Shem Kerem. The Nafkamina is, if it's called a Kerem, you're not allowed to plant Zeroyim there. So Vienissa Klai has Royim. Zeroya Klai. To the Chom, though, Veroyim Eswem Soyim Kiloenim. The Chomim say, it's still called a Kerem, even though the trees are grown very close together. Even though you have to uproot one of them, you'll uproot the middle one, and just look like the middle one is not there. But the other two trees are far away, are called the kerem, and therefore it's also to plant. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, this is a big kula, that as long as the trees are not Dal Damas away, it's not called a Kerem, and you're allowed to plant Zroim there. So if Baya says that by a Kerem you go, the Amma is 6 Tvachim. And we're saying why? Because he goes the Chumrah. But here to say it's 6 Tvachim away will be a Kula. So one Teretz Gemara answers is Kerabonin. I'll tell you, Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman holds according to Rabbonin. The Amri heavy Kerem. They say no matter how close the trees are, it's called a Kerem. So we don't need the halacha of Amos negated to this halacha. So all the halachas of Amos by Kerem are only lechumrah. Therefore we say you need 6 Tvachim. Hey, the bigger the shear, the more of a chumrah it is. For boy Yisayim, another Teretz is L'yoylam Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you that Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Roiv Amos Koma, that the Rabbi said that the halachas of a Kerem, the Amma is 6 Tvachim, and we're saying the Svaruch because he goes to Chumrah, he doesn't mean all Amos by a Kerem, he just means Rove of the Amos by a Kerem, the Chumrah is to say a bigger shear. But here the halacha is, what makes up a Kerem? If the space in between the trees is less than Dal Tvachim, you go to Kula, to say it's not called a Kerem, but once you have Dal Amos, space in between it is called a Kerem. Avadi here, Rav Nachman is maskin, you say the shear of hey tvachim. Ah, he says six tvachim, that's roiv amois koma. The Rova mishmei the Rav Nachman oma, Rova in the name of Rav Nachman says no. Kol amois bi amo bas shisha. All halachas of the Torah bar an amo is always six tvachim, is bas shisha. Elo, the rest some chilik, halolu shoycha kois. These are spread out amos, the halolo atzvois, and these are tight amos. As even though the yam is made up out of six tvachim, you can have tight ones and you can have loose ones, like picture 18. Sechakos means a little bit spread out more, and the atzvois means they're tight. You have your fist tight, that's a smaller tefach. But an amos is always made up from six tvachim. That's how Rav named Rav Nachman. So the more amazing, I have a kasha now. The Dardin, call Amos, Shomru Chachomim, all the Amos that the Chachomim say, Yishno is the Amma Bas Shisha. It's always the Amma is made up from six Tvachim. Abu Bavad, Shiloh.